Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It is the Christmas Eve edition of the program. 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Josh.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Go right into your phone calls. You can bring up anything. It's Matt in Illinois on the amp line to start things out this hour. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to throw in my 2 cents worth on this Christmas conversation you guys were having.
Sure.
One of the interesting things I find about Christmas, and I was brought up a Catholic, so Christmas has always been a pretty important holiday in my life, especially when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But it does seem like it was originally, and you know, I didn't know this when I was a kid, but I know it now. It was originally holidays, pagan holidays,
yes.
like many have said. And so the Christians, they say, you know, it's important to remember what the holiday is really about, that it's not about giving presents and all this other stuff up. It's about Jesus Christ who sacrificed himself for our sins, which is fine and dandy, except that is not what it is originally about. It is originally about being with family, being thankful for family, and most of all, being thankful that you survived to the point where the sun was the lowest in the sky, and now the sun is coming back, and it's going to get warm again.
Precisely.
And it was basically about the sun and its cycle.
The advent or the rising of the sun, whatever spelling you want to use for that word.
S-O-N or S-U-N.
So it's just kind of strange that when the Christians will say, you know, this is what we should remember what the holiday was originally about, and then they don't remember what the holiday was originally about.
They've probably never been taught that.
Well, yeah.
Right.
And they're assuming a whole bunch of stuff. But every holiday, you mentioned Easter. Easter's another holiday. Easter is a holiday that was originally a pagan holiday based on the vernal equinox.
Okay, I thought that it was something pagan, and I was not certain. I'm glad you called in to fill us in on that one.
Well, yeah, the Easter is figured out by the reason Easter changes all the time is because it's the first Sunday after the first full moon of this vernal equinox.
Okay.
So that's why it's such a wide, because that full moon can occur on as soon as the 22nd of March.
Mm.
And if it's on a Saturday, then Easter can be on the 23rd of March. Or it can be a month later, like the 21st of April. And so Easter can be as late as like the 27th or 28th of April, I think.
What does a Christian say when you reveal the truth about Christmas and how it was essentially ripped off from the pagans? What would a Christian's response to that be?
God, I don't know.
I would imagine it'd be denial, right? Oh, that can't be true.
In some cases, I think that if, you know, the really devout Christians will deny it. And, you know, nobody likes to admit that they've been mistaken for a long amount of time. I don't personally try to force people to view these things. I would ask them, you know, if I was explaining it to somebody who was a devout Christian, I would say, look, you can believe what you want,
sure,
but here's the facts. And then just walk away from it. If they're going to argue and fight you about it, it's not worth it.
No, I completely agree.
And you're not going to convince them. So,
just curious as to what the range of responses would be from from a devout Christian as to that. And maybe some of them are listening tonight. You're welcome to dial in if that's the first time you've ever heard about the Christians essentially borrowing Christmas and many of its symbols from the pagans. 1-800-259-9231. Matt, is there anything else you wanted to share with us?
Well, the original story of this gentleman being so upset that that the city has done this and talking about how he fought for the country, I would like to, if I was talking to him, I would like to remind him that, you know, the Constitution is basically a federal thing. And what he's yelling at is county or city government, which I don't know that they've necessarily taken this, you know, if it's so clear cut that they've necessarily taken this oath to
city government, state government workers, well, at least the elected ones do swear an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, but to say that they can't, you know, just the fact that they're taking stolen money and buying decorations with it that somebody might not like, that's wrong in and of itself. But to say that this is, you know, a violation of separation of church and state, I don't know if that's necessarily true. That's kind of a up-in-the-air argument.
No, violation of church and state is when I see a cardinal in the White House.
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, I think it's just meant to basically, I think the reasoning behind that is they're trying to keep religious persecution from happening, and I don't think that putting a Christmas tree up in the middle of Times Square is persecuting anybody.
Well, more and more stuff is becoming state-oriented, and the state encroaches further into every domain of your existence. It becomes inevitable that the two are going to cross.
It's a possibility. It's a tough one to argue. I wouldn't disagree with it, but I think that the guy's taking it a little bit far when he's that upset about it.
I agree.
I don't think it's helping his cause. And I certainly don't think it's I don't think it's helping the cause at all, because I think it just makes you look kind of crazy.
Thank you, Matt, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, I guess that's kind of the stress on the other side. You've got the Christians that are stressed, who are running around trying to get a bunch of presents and get all the Christmas cards sent out. And on the other hand, you get people that are stressed out by the fact that it seems that the Christians are getting preference in the various different government displays and that sort of thing. So a lot of people are getting very stressed out by this particular holiday when it should be a relaxing time. Hey, you've got time off from work. You've got time together with your family. You should be enjoying that. And it seems like a lot of people are just too busy with so many of the trappings of the, you know, the things that surround the actual holiday to stop and take a moment. That's my observation, at least. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, we're here all night to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. And we do have non-Christian-related stories here, non-Christmas-related stories. Here's a quick one that hit the news recently. From Engadget, we can't say we've ever heard of a $26 Russian program called Skygrabber before, but it's about to get famous real fast. According to the Wall Street Journal, Iraqi insurgents have been regularly using the satellite snooping software to monitor live Predator video feeds. Apparently, the Predator transmits video over an unencrypted link, so there's no major hacking or security breach going on here, but it's obviously a huge issue, and we'd say the bigger problem is that Pentagon officials have known about this flaw since the 1990s, but they didn't think the insurgents would figure out how to exploit it. See, this is the attitude of a lot of Americans, is that all them darn towelheads, they're just stupid.
They're in a cave. They ain't got no computer stuff.
Yeah, we'll just transmit this video unencrypted over the airwaves, and they'll never figure out how to sniff out those packets. Well, turns out they have been monitoring the Predator drone planes as they've been flitting about from place to place, and have been doing it for a long time.
So, oh, that's amazing.
They, in your face for the U.S. military there.
That's how they managed to repel some 100,000 troops.
Right. Well, one of the ways, who knows what the other tricks they have up their sleeve. And how much did they pay for each of these Predator drones? I imagine they're pretty expensive. They didn't bother to just turn on encryption in the software.
Tens of millions at the least.
Maybe it'll cost them an extra million to turn on the encryption from now on. Who knows? Maybe that wasn't even built with that. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. It is the Christmas Eve edition. We're here live taking your calls, if you make them, about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Josh.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of stuff there, and it's all free for you, including our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. And I finally got my Lakotas. I got my order in from Midas Resources. I ordered, what did I get, 60 Lakotas, and they are very beautiful. And they are 1 ounce of almost pure silver. I guess 0.999 is about as pure as you can get and have it still malleable to some extent, or non-malleable. Anyway, they're very nice, and the price that I got was the best that I could find on the internet. So head on over and get your own. Or you can also get British Sovereigns. You can get 20 francs, the Walking Liberty half, and I think there's a new Montana silver piece up there, too. If you go to gold.freetalklive.com, you can place your order. We try to make it simple, get you some great prices on some great silver and gold pieces. And when you order through that link, you can feel good because Free Talk Live is getting a cut, a small cut, but a cut nonetheless. And Midas Resources, the company that owns our syndicate, the Genesis Communications Network, also is benefiting there because, well, that's their website, gold.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about anything. And in the meantime, I did say I wanted to play some of these soapbox calls, which, honestly, I've been neglecting the soapbox. It's, for whatever reason, I need to, like, add it to my goal sheet to do this every week to check the soapbox. And
people will stop doing it if you don't.
Yeah, I understand that. The phone number is on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. The number is 603-722-0267, 603-722-0AMP. To get on the soapbox. The basic concept here is that you can call in and you've got 3 minutes to leave a message and comment on whatever you want. So maybe you want to comment on something that we've said on the show. Maybe you want to get a response in. For whatever reason, you can't call live. First of all, calling live is the best way to get your ideas on the air on this show because we have to deal with you. You know, if you send an email, we get a lot of emails. Odds are good it's never going to get read on the air. It'll probably be read off the air, you know, personally.
And if you call live, you get feedback from whoever is hosting or whoever calls in.
If you call live, we can have a conversation. It's the best way, and that's the way certainly we prefer to do things. But want to make it so you've got options, and the soapbox is another one of those options. So it allows you to comment or rant or ask a question. You can do that, too. So whatever you want to do, you've got up to 3 minutes. I would say that, first of all, you want to keep it clean, so that way I don't have to do a lot of editing. Somebody dropped the F-bomb in one of their calls, and I was like, ah, screw this.
Yeah, call the police.
So I don't want to have to do a lot of editing of it, and if it's shorter, it's probably more likely to get on the air because we can just fit in more shortish calls. And, you know, if it's 3 minutes, you may be rambling more than you otherwise would have intended. So I would say map out your call, make notes, and make sure that you've got your stuff, your S straight, before you call in here. But let's go with one of these, and then we'll get to your phone calls about what you want at 800-259-9231.
Right. Hi, it's Ziggy from Britain. I have a question about Gene and the fact that in the last few months, more and more, he's unveiled that he's really a racist. Now, he's also an AMPA, and I'm wondering, does Ian want to be associated with racists? He said on there that he doesn't want to be. So, is he now willing to accept Gene's AMP money? After all, does he want to be supported by a racist? Of course, Ian is going to say, well, you know, I can't help who supports us. Well, you can. You don't have to take someone's money. That's the, so, is Ian still willing to accept money from a racist, basically? That's the question. I'm sure this won't be put on air, but there again, you never know. All right, cheers.
Yeah, we did put it on the air. It just took me 2 months to get around to it, Ziggy. Just before I answer the question, Josh, I mean, were you in my position? What would your response to that be? I mean,
I haven't heard enough of Gene's antics lately to know whether or not he is a confirmed racist.
He sounded somewhat bigoted on a few of his calls, being just kind of putting people together in groups unfairly, and I don't remember exactly what Ziggy is referring to. But
I mean, groups...
Let's presume he is. Let's presume he's an out-and-out racist.
If you're grouping people, that's one thing, but if you're like... I hate these dirty
expletives. No, he wasn't saying that at all. He was just kind of making general statements about what certain races would do, which were unfair, painting with the same brush.
Why I don't stereotype people. Stereotypes exist for a reason, and I believe the actual definition is like an observed pattern of repeated behavior.
Let's put all that aside. Let's put all that aside, and let's presume just take Gene out of the picture and just say somebody who is just an avowed racist, like Scott the Bigot, who calls his show from time to time, and it's just a hardcore anti-everything else but a white guy kind of racist. Let's say that guy is giving money to Free Talk Live.
I mean, it's all about association. I don't think I'd want to be associated with somebody like that.
Well, you would refuse his money?
Yeah.
See, I'm going to take the Ron Paul answer on this one, and I'm going to say that if some racist wants to give money to a show that is explicitly anti-racist, I don't care much for bigots on this program, and I'm pretty intolerant toward them, and whenever bigotry rears its ugly head on this show, we call it out onto the carpet, and we have a discussion about it. I think that if somebody who is a bigot wants to give me their money to spend in the way that I think is appropriate, then I don't see why I shouldn't.
A fair answer.
Yeah. So there you have it, Siggy. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Mike in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey. What's on your mind tonight, Mike?
I'm going to change the topic, and I want to talk about guns and guns at the State House.
Okay, in New Hampshire. Go ahead.
Yes. Just recently, in New Hampshire, you could actually carry a firearm into the State House building. Until very recently, a rule was changed.
Mm-hmm.
And in immediate response to that, activists gathered and had a rally right outside the State House. And I just wanted to say I was really impressed having so many people show up in such a short amount of time to something that nobody expected to happen.
It's a big issue to a lot of people.
It was. There's at least 30 people.
Yeah, it's a big issue. So I'm not surprised that
Mike's new. He's one of the newer movers. I don't want to out you or anything like that, Mike. But it's not a surprise to me that many people came out here. But I could totally see how being up here as it's, I think, your first month here in New Hampshire, that would be pretty shocking.
I was impressed that they kept it classy. I couldn't make it, but I'm glad that they kept it classy. They didn't go in the building. They kept it outside.
What is not classy about going in the building?
Yeah.
I mean, there are some people who said it would have gone too far if they actually entered the building.
I think that would have been completely appropriate.
I do, but the drama that erupts from these things, you know.
Sorry, Mike, go ahead.
Oh, that's why I was calling, because I think it was great that so many people came out and to show support. But, I mean, this is how the state is able to just grow constantly without stopping it. You know, I am a strong, I guess, proponent of civil disobedience as a tactic, and maybe it doesn't have to be used every single time. But at this moment, it's just a rule. You just snuck it on behind everybody. That would have been the perfect opportunity for all 30 of those people to just walk in the State House.
And they would have been unstoppable had they done that. I want to bring it back here in a moment and ask your thoughts, because they've got another protest scheduled. This one, I guess, you're not putting together. It's somebody else, and it's a little different. I want to see what your thoughts are about it. And you can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Say no to government vaccinations. Say no to toxic overload. Say no to chemicals. Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain, the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses. Why risk government vaccinations? Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Josh.
And we're doing the Christmas Eve edition of the show. We're actually here. This is not a repeat. We are not playing a rerun. You're hearing us live if you're listening live.
You got,
and
you got jingle bells over there.
No, I'm sorry. Not much on the sound effects. I actually do have some sound effects, but I've got to be prepared for that. Anyway, so we're here, and we will take your calls. And Free Talk Live, by the way, in case you didn't know, is going to be live tomorrow night as well. So Christmas Day, we'll be live, and, of course, the day after that. So we're not taking any time off. We're here to take your phone calls about what you want. At 800-259-9231, we've got Mike on the line in New Hampshire. And, Mike, you're talking about a new rule that they've made at the State House in New Hampshire, banning firearms from within the State House. You mentioned there was a fairly decent turnout of people that it responded within, what, 24, 48 hours or something like that of the event being announced that came out to protest this decision, which was very impressive to you because, well, fact is, you're new around these parts, and coming from anywhere else, having 30 people turn out for anything in the Liberty Movement is pretty impressive, and it's not a hard thing to do up here in New Hampshire these days. You can almost get that many people at the drop of a hat, and so that's what was happening. But then we got into a little conflict where, Josh, you were saying that you thought you were glad that nobody decided to walk in and make a scene because that might have been bad. Can you expound a little bit on what you were suggesting there?
Well, I said for a long time that there was going to inevitably be a schism between the politicals and the civil disobedience people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of these issues is really widening that canyon between the two camps.
Right. So you're saying...
I just read some of the posts, and, you know, the two camps are sending their representatives, or however it is, to try to come and find some compromise between the groups. Like, civil dis people, come and do the protest, but give us time to do this on the inside. And
I think there's nothing inappropriate at all about them passing some new rule and having a bunch of people immediately violate it, just to say, the hell with your rule, we're not going to obey it.
Especially since it came up before the legislature last year was, like, soundly defeated by, like, a 94% vote.
Mike, your thoughts on all this?
Well, I mean, as far as the little brouhaha about the two camps, the civil disobedience and the political, what I noticed was even just the suggestion of civil disobedience got a lot of people just immediately angry. I mean, there was a few people that actually did go into the building. They didn't actually make it into a protest. But, like, I do agree that if it just happened, 30-plus people went in the state house fully armed and flaunted the rule, nothing would have happened. They're not going to call the police from every single surrounding department to come and arrest 30 people.
Right. You'd be calling their bluff, and it would be a big story if they were to respond to that. And I think it's the perfectly appropriate response. But you're right, Mike. As soon as somebody suggested civil disobedience, some of the politicos flipped out over this, and they are not interested in working together, Josh. They're not interested in building bridges. They're more interested in burning them and trying to separate themselves as much as possible. The politicos, that is, separate themselves as much as possible from those who would engage in civil disobedience.
To save themselves, they'll throw someone else under the bus. We've seen it before.
Well, it's a typical political kind of thing to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I just think it's sad. And if that's the way they want to behave, then they're just going to alienate their people that were friends with them in the past. And there's never good things don't typically come from burning bridges with one another. And I'd like to point out that most of the apoliticals, the civil disobedience crowd, or the market-based activism people, are not interested in burning bridges with the politicos. They may not be interested in helping them with their politics, but at the same time, they're still willing to chat with them and be friendly with them. Calling them names.
No, I don't think the political process works, but I'm willing to, like, support people who I could trust in that capacity. I support Andrew Carroll. The work Dennis has been doing with the Liberty Alliance has been great.
So anyway, Mike, any thoughts? Any final thoughts on this?
Well, I just want to say, I mean, there is another protest coming. It's going to be an open carry event inside the state house, but I think that's going backwards. The next step should be open carry in the state house.
Wait. Yeah, I think you misspoke.
Open carry, empty holster?
No, it's an empty holster, which to me seems really pathetic. Just kind of looking at that protest. Basically, it's saying, look how obedient we are. Oh, you've taken away, you politicians are so powerful. You've taken away our right to bear arms. And look at now here, we're going to prove how obedient we are by wearing our empty holsters. And because we're so sad and we're so upset and we're very angry about this, but we're not willing to actually do anything that will take any risk. We're just going to walk around with empty holsters. It's just the weakest, saddest thing.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And it's just so political. And if you were to show up there with a holster with a gun in it, those people would flip the F out on you.
Yeah, probably they would. But, I mean, this is how we're going to just keep losing our rights. You know, I mean, whatever rights we have left in New Hampshire.
Oh, don't worry. The Republicans are going to save us. They're going to go and file a piece of legislation, and they're going to turn this thing around, blah, blah, blah. Maybe they will. Maybe the Republicans will, flip this around. Maybe it will be turned around. But why not disobey in the meantime to show them that their rules are meaningless?
And it's not even a law. It's just a rule. That's probably the safest form of civil disobedience you could actually do.
There's always a risk. I mean, if you go in and you're
tiny risk, yes.
Right. There's always the risk that if you go in and you're wearing a weapon, which, by the way, it's not just guns. You could go in with a knife strapped to you, and they wouldn't like that either. It's anything that could be deadly. And if you were to go in with any kind of weapon strapped to you, they could decide to arrest you for something. They'll trump you up and, get you on trespass or disorderly conduct or something like that. But as you said, Mike, if 30 people go in and do it, what are they going to do?
Nothing.
Exactly.
So, thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call tonight.
Job,
I appreciate it. Right? Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. But yet people like me and Mike are vilified by certain people that are just political only for wanting to encourage people to do civil disobedience.
I say whatever works. I mean, I do.
Well, they believe it doesn't work. They believe that it will make it harder for the rule to be turned over.
I mean, there's too much for me to lose if I open carry in school, but I do an open and empty holster thing at Keene State all the time. It sparks conversations like, what is that? Is it an empty holster? Yes, it is. Why is it empty? Well, let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm. Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Rob in Ontario. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I haven't heard a caller that was, I think, a regular caller, but I can't remember her name. She was from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
She always called with the most outlandish...
Paula.
Whatever happened to her?
They come and they go. Paula was she was a caller for a long time on this show, and she hasn't called in a long time. I have no idea what happened to her. You know, somebody's actually got her phone number. The guys at Free Minds Radio, Nick and Toby, at one point we got Paula's phone number for them because they wanted to do an interview with her or something like that. I don't know whatever became of that. But their producer may have her phone number. If you get in touch with Nick... I think you can email him at nick@freetalklive.com. He may know how to get into it. So if you really, really care and you want to know about what's going on with Paula.
Not to that extent, but,
okay,
you know,
so
I mean, she was, a living, examiner. Like, she would call with the most outlandish warnings. And I don't know where she got her logic.
Fax machine. Yeah.
But, oh, she was wild. Anyway, I started to miss her.
Well, that's all right. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, hope you guys have a nice Christmas.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Of course, we've been talking about the Free State Project here and some of the things that have been going on in New Hampshire, the controversies bubbling up. When you move a whole bunch of liberty activists together, it turns out they don't all agree on everything, and tactics would
be like a reality TV show or turn life into a tabloid in New Hampshire.
Well, it really is. It's kind of what I consider those segments on this show is a bit of a reality radio show to some extent. It's not just your average talk show. We actually have We are actually involved in the things that are being discussed. Anyway, you can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. We've got a lot going on up here, everything from civil disobedience to politics. And most people are willing to mix and match. Most people are willing to get involved in anything, and they're not vitriolic toward the other side. So to some extent, the noise that is surrounding the signal is a little high on the issue of the conflict, of the schism. I don't think it really exists that large. More coming up, freestateproject.org to learn more about that. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show the death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Josh.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. One of the things you can do to help support Free Talk Live, if you appreciate the fact that we give you stuff on our website free, is to voluntarily contribute some funds to us. We ask for $3 a month, and that's, you know, the price of a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
Cheaper.
It really actually is. So you can go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the Free Talk Live AMP program. Learn about how what we do is we take that money in, pool it together with all of the other people. Over 500 people are currently giving to the AMP program. Thank you to every single one of you. Pool that all together and then reinvest it into the show, primarily to get on more radio stations and bring more internet listeners on board and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that sounds valuable to you, you'll get perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, and more. Go get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue this Christmas Eve edition of the program, let's talk to Rob in Georgia on the AMP line. Hello, Rob. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey there.
How's it going, guys?
Super.
I just wanted to make a comment about Ziggy's comment about Gene.
Okay, sure.
Regarding Gene being racist.
All right.
I disagree with it. I don't believe that just human beings are pattern-making creatures, and just because we see certain patterns among certain general groups does not indicate that we're a racist. I mean, to me, that's a first of all, that's a very charged sort of term, especially in today's climate. The only people who I'm really concerned about as far as being racists are people who either have or desire power over others. I mean, if someone doesn't want black people to come to their house, then I just won't visit their house. Fine with me. It's not like I'd really want to be there.
Right. That's a good point. And so, Gene certainly is not a power seeker.
He didn't even express anything along that line. I mean, no. He didn't even express any sort of dislike or distaste.
No, he didn't. He just made what I considered unfair statements about certain types of people, and it just wasn't right, you know, to suggest that, you know, most black people have big rims. I think that was one of the claims that he made. You know,
I don't know. I don't remember the exact claim, but I mean, I think that any time you get into a situation where you start claiming most then you're probably going to have a lot of problems. But if
yes.
you were to, but I don't think it's in any way racist to notice that that a lot of West Africans dominate long distance running. I mean, it is what it is.
It's true, but that doesn't mean that necessarily that most black people are good runners. You know, it just means that some of them are. Yeah.
I mean, hey, I'm one.
Yeah, one who's not a good runner. You mean?
One who is not a good runner.
Yeah. And what size are your rims?
Whatever came with the car. I think 15 inches.
So there you go.
I have some endowment issues around my rims.
Yeah. Right on, Rob. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's all I wanted to say.
Hey, thanks for listening on Christmas Eve. Appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line all the way up to Alaska. From Georgia to Alaska, we go to Jeremy. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, Merry Christmas, guys.
Hey,
if you celebrate it, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I really like the chat line, but I wanted to say that I couldn't make it out for a ham today.
For a ham?
So, we went out and caught a 45-pound halibut.
Wow, that's delicious.
Fish. Yeah, we're going to stuff it with some of the dried peppers from the garden last summer and have our feast like that, have a real Alaska Christmas.
Now, how large do halibut get as far as,
they
like,
get up
the
to
volume
300
of the fish?
Pounds, but you don't want to eat them when they get that big.
How do you cook something like that?
You fillet it.
Oh, okay.
So you fillet it, or like we skinned this one today, and we're going to stuff it with peppers and red onion.
It's a flatfish. Do you cut the sides off and leave the center, or how do you cut halibut?
How do you cook it?
How do you cut it for cooking?
Well, you can fillet it, or you can just skin it and cook the whole fish.
I said, now, how long is a 45-pound halibut?
Oh, it's probably, this one was about 4 foot, five foot.
Wow, it's a monster.
It's a big,
yeah,
it's a big fish.
Probably about 4. But 45 is what it weighed after it was cleaned.
So who are you celebrating with, Jeremy? I mean, do you have family up there? Are these your friends or what?
I got a Filipino girlfriend now.
Hey. Some pretty pretty attractive women from what I understand.
Yeah, she's teaching me a lot about how to live in a rainforest up here.
In Alaska.
Oh, yeah, but she grew up in the one in the Philippines, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not that much different here except colder.
Interesting.
That's still rugged land.
So it's just you and her going to enjoy the Christmas holiday together?
Well, I can't forget about my dog, my golden retriever, Rusty. He's going to help eat the fish, too.
There you go. I bet he will. Very good.
But, I just wanted to say Merry Christmas, you guys, and share with you our different dinner. We're having an Alaska meal for Christmas, not the typical Illuminati Mason turkey and ham.
I've never heard that one before.
I agree with that. I mean,
well,
it's always ham. It has to be ham or a turkey. I mean,
well, it's like all that stuff, even like bacon and eggs, that you're not supposed to have that for breakfast. It's like everything that most Americans were taught growing up is a lie.
I will eat whatever
I
want for breakfast.
All the way down
bacon, and I'll have it any old time of the day. Thanks, Jeremy, and Merry Christmas to you, too. I appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, even if you just want to tell us about what your Christmas plans are.
That was interesting.
Yeah, sure.
I want to eat some halibut now.
Halibut. Are you a big seafood guy?
I like seafood.
And now, is that because you were born in the Northeast, do you think? Does that affect one's palate in that way?
I think so, because you get fresh seafood. You get fresh seafood like right off a lobster truck or right down from the seacoast. Somewhere in the Midwest, you're not getting very fresh seafood.
I used to live in Florida, and there's a lot of fishing going on down there.
Yeah, we used to get buckets of shrimp right from the coast, 5-gallon buckets full of shrimp.
I can't say I've ever been a big fan of the seafood. It all tastes like seafood to me.
A lot of seafood takes flavors very well.
So you mean you season it, and then it's better. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
On its own, it's, white fish just tastes like white fish.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, and a lot of things taste like chicken, right? I mean, if we ate more than just chicken, I mean, you've got beef, you've got chicken, you've got seafood. If there were more options as far as other animals to eat.
Oh, there are just game meat.
Yeah.
Become a hunter. Eat some moose, some bear, deer.
Not really into the whole hunting thing. Is that something that you enjoy?
My dad wasn't allowed to have guns, so I didn't go hunting with him. But I think I missed out on a New Hampshire pastime by not growing up hunting, definitely. So I'm going to take up bow hunting.
Really? Mm-hmm. Hey, what is it that's attractive about that to you?
Timeless struggle, man beast. You feel more self-reliant if you're out there at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to, you know, fool nature and bring home some food for you and yours.
Mm-hmm. Is that what time you typically do it? Is that early in the morning? 3 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, shows what I know about hunting. Not a darn thing. I just don't have the desire to go and unnecessarily kill something. Yeah, I like that there are people in factories somewhere that are doing all the killing for me. And
what are you
going to
do when that production line slows down and stops?
That is a good question, and I don't have an answer
for it. It's a good skill to have.
Yeah, I can see that being the case. And I guess so would fishing be a good skill to have, but boy, is it boring.
Fly fishing, not so much.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, just sitting there drinking a beer, watching some bobber dip around in the water is
right.
Not fishing.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Josh, you're going to be telling us about a story in regards to the Border Patrol here.
They're at it in Arizona again.
Well, they're at it all across the southern and northern borders, within 50, I think, to 100 miles of the actual border. Lots of random checkpoints and stationary checkpoints as well that are very, very harassing to people. And they've picked on a girl this time, mm-hmm. Right?
She's a student at Pima Medical Institute in Tucson, Arizona. And basically, what happened to her, she was on her way to class on driving on I-19, and she did a U-turn. She forgot her backpack, all her books and school materials at home. So she did a U-turn to go back home about 2 miles from an internal checkpoint. And I guess they had cameras or something nearby, jeez. Or they saw her do that. So they chased her down and pulled her over on the side of the road. We've got actually some of her account of what happened.
Is this from a blog? Where's this from?
This is from Freedom's Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
There's two articles. There's her from her actual experience and, you know, us summation.
Well, let's tell that in a moment here. We'll bring that up in hour number three. We'll get her story about what happened as they pull her over for turning around to go get her stuff from her house. 800-259-9231. We'll share that with you. You're also welcome to bring up absolutely anything. We still have an entire hour remaining. Plenty of time for your calls about whatever might happen to be on your mind. Dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. Plus, hopefully we'll be able to slip another soapbox call in here as well. Got them on a whole bunch of topics. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Hour three on the way.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.